Chapter 2. An Alien in the School Team. Word List. Achieve. Archery. Beat. Bounce. Bow and arrow. Commentator. Cycling. Draw. Equipment. Go jogging. Go skating. Go swimming. Go on a diet. Goalkeeper. Goggles. Handball. Healthy. Helmet. Hiking. Hit. Individual sports. Indoor. Outdoor. Injury. Lose. Win. Lucky. Medal. Opponent. Racket. Referee. Score a goal. Skates. Skiing. Spectator. Success. Swimsuit. Team sports. Team mates. Train. Training. Expressions.
Do you often do football training?
I never do football training. I sometimes do football training. I often do football training. I always do football training.
Does he usually do yoga?
Yes, he does. No, he doesn't.
How often do you play tennis?
I play tennis once a month. I play tennis twice a day. I play tennis 3 times a week.
What sports is she interested in?
She is interested in hiking and skating.
She always eats healthy food because she wants to win a medal.
Chapter 2. An Alien in the School Team.
It's the first day of school, and the first lesson is physical education. Arda jumps out of his bed.
It's my favorite lesson. Hurry up, Enigmatic. We shouldn't be late.
Enigmatic gets out of his bed too. They get ready and go to the sports hall. Arda sees his friends at the sports hall. He smiles and says hi, but his friends don't answer. They walk to the other side of the sports hall. Arda is confused. He wants to go near them and talk to them. But at that moment, Enigmatic points at something.
What are these?
Arda looks at them. He explains.
These are walking sticks and a backpack. You can go hiking with them.
This time, Enigmatic points at another thing.
A. Write the sports equipment you see in the pictures. What can you do with them? Write sentences like Arda's underlined sentence on page 22.
I'm sorry. We don't do these sports in Messier 87. I don't know anything about your sports. I think I shouldn't attend this class.
No! I can give you some information about our sports. It's easy. There are 4 types of sports. Indoor sports, outdoor sports, individual sports and team sports.
B. Arda is teaching Enigmatic different types of sports. Help him. Write the names of the sports under the right columns. You can use them more than once.
But how do you do sports?
C. Arda is telling the rules of some sports to Enigmatic. Help him. Write the names of the sports.
At that moment, the teacher gets in. It's Mr. Runner. All students go near him. He has a cup in his hand.
Are you ready for a football match, class? The winner gets this football cup.
Yes!
Great. Let's form two teams. Yasemin, Wangshu, Tim, Varvara, Arda, Georgia, Colin, you are in the first team.
Excuse me, Mr. Runner. Can Enigmatic play with us too?
Who is Enigmatic?
Here he is. He is the new student.
Oh, the principal didn't tell me about the new student. I think he forgot it. Welcome to our school, Enigmatic. You have a weird name. Anyway, you can play in Arda's team.
I'm sorry. I don't know this sport very well. Can I sit and watch?
Okay. It's your first day, so watch and learn. The other students are in the second team, all right?
Yes!
The football match starts in 10 minutes. Plan your strategies. Get ready.
The teams get together, and they plan their strategies.
We must beat them. We must win that cup.
How? Don't you see the other team's players?
D. Read about the other team's players below and answer the questions on page 27.
Miranda. Miranda is a professional football player. She attends football training every day and she is very successful. She sometimes goes on a special diet because she wants to be a better football player. She never eats junk food. And she drinks lots of water. Bonnie. Actually, she never attends football training, and she isn't a very good player. But she is very lucky. She just stands there. The ball hits her, and she scores a goal. She hits the ball to the wrong side, but the ball jumps, and she scores a goal again. She wasn't in the game in a match last year. She was with the spectators. The ball bounced, hit her head, and she scored a goal again. She is so lucky. Jamie. Jamie always wakes up early, and he usually attends football training after a healthy breakfast. He is very tall and well-built. He never loses any matches because his opponents feel scared of his height and muscles. Raj. Raj is short and thin. He is a very fast runner. He has got medals in athletics. He runs marathons. He never feels tired. He attends football training once a month, but he runs a marathon 3 times a week. This makes him a strong opponent in football, too. Harvey. Harvey always eats fast food, so he is fat and he can't run fast. But he is the goalkeeper. He stands there, and the ball can't pass him. He is like a wall. Lily. Lily's favorite sport is archery, but she sometimes attends football training, too. She can hit the ball very well. She likes doing sports very much. It's a lifestyle for her. Taylor. Taylor never attends football training. And he can't run fast, but he has got great tactics. He is the brain of the team. He is very smart.
Varvara is right. Their team is stronger than our team. We can't win this match.
Why do you say that? Yes, they are successful, but we are successful too.
Well, not really.
What's wrong with our team?
How often do you do football training, Colin?
Well, once a week.
Aw, come on. You never train. Also, look at you. You always eat fast food, so you should go on a diet.
Okay, I'm not a very good football player, but Tim is successful. He scored many goals last year.
But he is injured. His arm is broken, so he can't run fast now.
What about Arda?
He never obeys the rules of the game. The referee always shows him a red card.
Isn't Varvara good at football?
She's good at watching football, not playing it.
And Wangshu?
She sometimes attends football training, but she can't play football well.
Georgia?
Georgia isn't good at team sports because she is selfish in games. She never gives the ball to her teammates.
You also don't attend football training, Yasemin.
You're right. I'm not a good player either. I'm afraid we will lose.
E. Yasemin thinks her team can't win the match. Why? Write the reasons.
Arda looks at the spectators. Enigmatic is sitting there.
I have a plan. Wait for me.
He goes near Enigmatic.
Hi, Enigmatic. Aren't you bored here?
No, I'm fine.
Well, Tim's arm is broken. He can't play. Can you come and play in our team?
I don't want to play.
Please, we need you. Our team is weak and you are an alien.
Yes, I am. But what can I do?
Don't you have superpowers?
Maybe.
Great. Come and use your superpowers. Then we can win this game.
But I think it is against the rules.
Well, no one knows you have these powers, so no problem.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Finally, Enigmatic joins their team. The team doesn't like Enigmatic so much, but Arda says he is a successful player. They take him to the team because they want to win.
F. Finally, they find a name for their teams. Write a name for Arda's team.
And the match starts.
G. The commentator's microphone doesn't work well. People can't hear some of the words. Fill in the blanks with the words in the boxes.
Achievers have the ball. Raj runs fast. He gives the ball to Jamie. Jamie runs, Jamie runs, Jamie runs, and he scores a goal! Achievers are very fast. The game continues. Yasemin has the ball. She runs. Oh, Lily takes the ball from Yasemin. Lily runs, Lily runs. Oh, Arda hits Lily, and she falls down. Lily is injured. The referee shows Arda the red card. Arda is out of the game. The game starts again. Taylor has the ball. He runs. Oh, Varvara takes the ball from Taylor. She hits the ball, and it's a goal! It's 1-1. It's a draw. Now Miranda has the ball. She runs. She runs. She throws the ball to Bonnie. What is Bonnie doing? She isn't playing. She is just standing in the middle. The ball flies. It hits Bonnie's head, and goal! Achievers score another goal. Bonnie is lucky again. Look at her. She is surprised too. She is asking, what is happening? The referee gives the ball to the new boy from Machu Picchu. I can't remember his name. The bald and fat one. Oh, yes! Enigmatic! Enigmatic has the ball! The game starts. He just stands there and looks around. This boy is really weird, dear spectators. Why isn't he running? His hands are in his pocket, and he is waiting. Lily is trying to take the ball. Oh, she suddenly falls down. But why? Taylor runs to the ball. Oh, he falls down too. All players are falling down. Enigmatic walks. He is very slow. He hits the ball. And it's a goal. Wow, it's 2-2. It's a draw again. Miranda has the ball now. Oh, she falls down again. What is happening to the players today? Why do they fall down? Look. Enigmatic takes the ball. The goalkeeper, Harvey, is in front of him. He is so fat, he is like a wall. No one can pass Harvey. What? Suddenly, Harvey falls down for no reason, too. Enigmatic scores another goal. And again, and again, and again. Mr. Runner ends the game. The score is 20-2. The team Achievers loses the game. And the other team gets the football cup. But there is something weird going on. Mr. Runner goes near Enigmatic. He points at the door. He says, "Go to the principal's office now." Enigmatic walks and leaves the sports hall. Arda feels very bad. "It's my fault," he thinks. "I must help Enigmatic. I must do something."
Now, check all your answers in this chapter. Work on your mistakes. Then, go to page 145 and get your award. Cut and stick it on My Collection page at the back of the book.